She said, yeah, well, we like to like give some kind of incentive because you're not supposed to do plasma and blood.
Yeah.
And people, you know, you get money for plasma.
Yeah.
So the regional blood center tries to do something. And I said, mm-hmm. I don't really care. I don't think I've ever used any of them other than Culver's every few months.
Yeah.
We'll do a pint for a pint.
That's fun.
Yeah. So your coupon is a pint of ice cream.
Yum.
Yeah.
I would eat the shit out of that. That's a reason to donate anyway.
I mean, like I said, I'm going to donate even if I don't get a gift for it.
Yeah.
But Greg went today.
Cool.
And he goes, yeah, did you get the Virilene? Yeah, I think so. But like I said, we never use them. I have a stack. And it's always like 15% off somewhere, 20% mm-hmm. off. Like, have you eaten at Matt's on Prusk yet?
No, but I've heard good things.
It's real good.
Is it?
It's a little pricey depending on what you buy.
That's just...
Depending on what you get.
Yeah.
So like the BLT is $10 and it's on an English muffin. And mm-hmm. I thought like, oh, it's not going to be very big. But it's like... stacked.
Yeah.
And the muffin is big. Mm-hmm. Not like a normal
like what you I would imagine an English muffin. Yeah.
But yeah, they have some good stuff there. And I think I want to say Peace Pie.
Okay. Yeah.
Is who provides their pies. Mm-hmm. I had key lime, which was good.
Yeah. Key lime pie is always good.
Anyway, I have 15. Sorry.
You're totally fine. It is Thursday night.
I have 15% off for there.
That's cool.
But yeah, I'm repeating myself now, but I told Sarah, I just said, I don't really need anything.
No.
Greg, he was like crazy busy all day because he's cutting grass at all the rentals.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up.
And he went and donated.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't help it.
I know.
I drank a Celsius on the way here. So fingers crossed it like kicks in.
It has not kicked in yet. That's okay.
I had to stop. I think it's like Mike's parents' neighborhood.
Yeah, like.
The other way in the roundabout. Yeah. And somebody was selling mid-century modern lamps.
Mid-century modern.
Yeah, so I picked those up for a rental. I mean... Anna had me pick them up. She messaged me and was like, hey, how often do you get to Ishpeming? And I'm like, oddly enough, I'm going there tonight.
Woo!
So the lamps are pretty sweet there in my car.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then she got, you know, the end tables. I don't think we ever had one, but Aunt Ginny had an end table like this where it was like square. And then underneath there was like a long table.
Yes.
It's a long table with a short table on top. Two of those. For the
those
couch.
Are cool. Yeah. I like them.
Me too. So next time I get in there to clean, I'm going to like do some decorating too.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you need help.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just looking for summertime work or what?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Distractions.
How busy are you? Like at Northern in the summertime?
Not that busy.
Yeah. What do you do? Like...
Well, today, I watched the movie. Well, I watched half the movie.
At work?
And then I dicked around with my coworkers. I responded to a few emails. I did some finance things. Like I do work. It's just a lot more laid back.
Super chill.
Super chill. I went for a couple walks. Chit-chatted with like a ton of people in the building. Just like... Hey there.
So
how's your day?
It's like when I worked at Rippling River in the wintertime.
Yes. You do what you need to do to get done. And then like spur of the moment today, I emailed my supervisor about taking tomorrow off. I was like, hey, do you care? And she's like, no, not at all. Like, get out of here.
So it's kind of like, yeah. It's like wintertime at a campground.
Yeah.
Like we'd maybe shovel some porches off. But we would, like, take our sweet time in the morning.
Kind of, yeah.
Have a muffin, have a cup of coffee, talk a lot about what we were going to do that day.
Yeah, yep.
Talk to the maintenance people about what they were going to do that day. Maybe clean a cabin.
Yeah.
drive around.
Yep. Yeah, like
where in the summer it was like you walked in the door and like hit the ground running.
Like yesterday, because we share an office with the orientation staff.
A spider just ran across there and under. It was like the size of my pinky nail, oh, maybe.
That's fine.
It wasn't huge.
So we share an office with the orientation staff. So they all wanted to kind of like chill out. So we have like couches, like mm-hmm. we have a couch and chairs and stuff in there. So I just like sat on the couch with them and hung out and tried talking them off of the ledge that they inevitably will jump off of in July because orientation is quite busy. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting texts?
Strava. I'm getting kudoses.
Ooh, did you run today?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. If I'm not exercising, I do not look at Strava.
True. Yeah, I know.
When I am exercising and like logging my stuff, then I'll be like, oh, look what Chelsea did today. Yeah. Look what Kimber did today. But other than that, I'm like, meh. And my watch strap broke. So I'm like, what's the point?
What is the point if I can't put it on Strava for everybody to give a kudos to?
Exactly. Like, no one is going to see on Fitbit that I got my 10,000 steps today.
No, what's it's garbage. What's the point?
Well, then, so my watch broke, the strap broke 2 weeks ago.
Why don't you get another strap?
I have some. What happened was the strap broke. Or it kept coming undone.
Yeah.
Like, from the watch.
Yeah.
And it was annoying. And I noticed one day I had, like, 10% left. And I thought, okay, I have to charge it. Well, then it died. And I went to take it off and the strap broke again. So it sat in my car for like a week.
And you're like, fuck this.
Like, I'm just not dealing with this.
I got it.
Well, then when I went to charge it, it sat on the thing for like 24 hours before it would even do anything.
Oh, no.
And I thought, okay, well, it's dead.
Yeah.
And then I got this weird like 0% charge thing that I've never seen before. Ah. And then that stayed on for like a day. And then I hit the button or I hit the side of it again. And then it was magically charging.
Strange.
Yeah. So then I dug out the new watch bands. I dug out the new cover things for it, figuring I would like fix it all up. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't.
It's okay. Whatever.
Haven't.
You'll get to it when you get to it. It's tomorrow Aaron's problem.
It is. Today, Aaron does not give a shit. Tomorrow, Aaron can worry about that.
I don't give a fuck.
I am a little pumped, though, because, I mean, I'm not pumped that Greg's working nights, but I'm a little pumped.
That's okay. You're allowed.
I'm a little mm-hmm. psyched because reading the new book series.
Yeah.
On the way here, I stopped at Super One and I got some snacks.
Oh, gosh.
So when I get home, I'm going to shower and I'm going to put on PJs. And then eat snacks in bed.
That sounds fucking lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
It's what people do when they don't have kids.
Ugh.
It's what happens. Speaking of kids, I should probably message Emma because I'm watching her cat this weekend.
It's a cat. Anyway, no. Okay.
Well, the thing with the cat is the cat cries at night if she's alone.
Oh, poor kitty.
Now, she doesn't do that at our house, but we keep her in the basement separate from the other cats. So I feel like she would cry. She cries in the apartment if she's alone, and then the neighbors complain, and then Emma gets a phone call from the housing people that says, hey, shut your cat up.
The poor cat.
Emma's going out of town. The person that was supposed to watch her cat fell through. So now Clarice is coming to stay with us until I don't know when. She's just going to live in our basement.
That's okay.
It's cool. She's like a little fluffy. She's half the size of Ziggy.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Let's get going on this. So I suppose. You can get reading. I can shower with my swamp monster self. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Washington, D.C. in The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978, the remake. It's directed by Philip Kaufman. It's written by W. W.D. Richter and Jack Finney. Finney did The Body Snatchers, the novel. You can find this bad boy on Freevee or Amazon Prime. And it's 1 hour and 55 minutes long. It stars Donald Sutherland as Matthew. He was in Hunger Games and Pride and Prejudice 2005, which is the only Pride and Prejudice version I will allow. Brooke Adams as Elizabeth. She was in The Babysitter's Club. She played Christie's mom. I was obsessed with that movie.
Donald Sutherland was also in Animal House.
Hi.
He was, yeah.
He was. Yes, he was. Okay. Thank you. Brooke Adams was also in All Downhill from Here, which I think was like an old TV show. Jeff Goldblum is in it as Jack.
Mm-hmm.
The Fly, The Life Aquatic, and Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. And lots of other things, which we should do The Fly. That would be a good...
Gina Davis
is amazing. Mm-hmm. Veronica Cartwright as Nancy. She was in The Witches of Eastwick.
Mm-hmm.
And The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
She was also in a lot of stuff. Alien.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonard Nimoy as Dr. Kibner. Star Trek. The end.
The end. This won a Saturn Award for Best Director. It was nominated for Ten of Shit. It also has like a 90-something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
Yeah. The IMDb rating was lower than that, and then one of the other ones, Metacritic, I think was lower, but Rotten Tomatoes was pretty high.
I don't really base anything off of any rating.
Me neither.
Like that.
No.
Because I started watching Rings of Power. I fucking love that show, and I do not give a fuck what anybody else says.
I don't know what that is.
It's a prelude to Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that the one that everyone like flipped out over? Yes. There being black elves?
Black elves, women dwarves with no beards, just a bunch of bullshit. Like, go fuck yourselves.
Just something to nitpick.
Settle the fuck down. Go be a nerd with Star Trek and Star Wars people who also flip out over bullshit like that. Just let people like things.
Yes.
Anyway.
I agree. Off let people like things.
My soapbox.
Now, the first time I saw this, it terrified me.
Yes.
This absolutely. Time, not so much.
It was a little slow.
Yes.
I don't feel like it should have been 1 hour and 55 minutes long.
It probably could have been 1.5 hours.
Yes. Absolutely. There's a lot of running around.
And I know the slowness was supposed to be like build.
Yeah.
But
the ending, famous twist ending.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw it.
Right.
Now, the opening scene is similar to like the opening of the new War of the Worlds.
Yes.
Where there's like amoebas in space. And you're kind of like, what's going on with that?
Jason in space.
Now, you see these little like amoeba type bugs.
Yeah, they're gooey.
And they're like floating through space on like solar winds. I don't know. But they come down in the rain clouds. When it rains, they're kind of like goopy, clear.
Gelatin.
Yeah, like gelatinous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happens, and how long do you think this took? A week?
Maybe.
Before the whole world is overrun?
Maybe. Not even?
Not even.
Not even. This is wild.
Now.
Certainly escalated.
Yeah. Elizabeth is in the park randomly. Her and Matthew are coworkers.
Yeah.
But she's in the park and she notices like an unusual looking flower. No big deal.
I mean, I pick up flowers all the time and stuff like forget-me-nots and things.
But they're flowers you recognize, though.
That's true.
So what happens is all the slime kind of like infects the plant, and then there's these weird little red flowers.
Yeah.
Now she takes one home.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. And just doesn't think anything of it. She lives with her boyfriend, who's a dentist.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So Matt Bennell is her boss slash coworker.
Yeah.
He's a food inspector.
Mm-hmm. From the now, Department of Health.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's very slow going. He calls her. He's inspecting a restaurant, mm-hmm. thinks he finds a rat droppings.
Yeah.
And is like, okay, well,
I need you to test them.
I need you to come into work and test them. Now, she has this flower in a cup next mm-hmm. to the bed on her boyfriend's side.
Yeah.
If that makes any difference. Mm-hmm. Now, in the morning, her boyfriend, Jeffrey, is magically in a suit doing chores, picking up around the house, which is uncharacteristic of him.
Yeah.
I think it's the night before she walks past him and he's like playing video games or something.
He's watching basketball. And
oh, watching basketball with headphones on.
Yeah. And he's super like flirty with her and like, ooh, like let's make out or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he seems kind of like, I mean, even if he's a dentist, in his downtime, he's like,
he chills the fuck out.
A chill guy.
Yeah.
So when she wakes up in the morning and he's like dressed, ready for work, super early, he's not really paying any attention to her. She just thinks like, okay, this is
strange.
A little strange. Mm-hmm. And then that evening, even more unusual, she gets home from work and boyfriend Jeff gave up basketball tickets to go to a work meeting.
Yeah. Who the fuck does that?
And she's kind of like, okay, well, what the hell? Mm-hmm. She knows something's wrong with him, like, right away. So she goes over to Matt's and tells him that.
Yeah.
Like, I think something's wrong. Immediately.
Yeah.
24 hours. And she's like, no, something's wrong with him. This is weird. She says he's not the same person. Now, he recommends talking to a good friend of his that's also a therapist.
Yeah.
Psychiatrist.
Yeah. Dr. Kibner.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is kind of like weird things are happening.
People are staring.
People are staring. People are acting weird. Well, Matt goes to the dry cleaners mm-hmm. and talks to the woman behind the counter. She's not herself.
Right.
As he's walking out, a man stops him and says, that's not my wife.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Something's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's heard that twice now.
Yeah.
In like a short amount of time. And he's still not fazed by it.
Right.
Also, at this point, too, you notice that the garbage trucks are picking up like piles of ashes.
Yes. Strange.
Strange.
Peculiar.
Not bags of garbage, but it looks like ashy powder weird stuff.
What could it be?
Now, Liz shows up at work. Crying to Matt. Mm-hmm. I started calling her Liz.
Yeah.
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. She's seeing things. She's noticing how people are all kind of like making eye contact and like being weird.
Being fucking weirdos.
She notices that like Jeff, for example, is like meeting with people that he doesn't know.
Right.
And I mean, you pretty much know. I don't know.
She like followed him around town too. Not very mm-hmm. subtly, mind you. She's like 10 feet behind him. But it's like that in any movie. Like, I'm just going to go recon and just follow 5 feet behind you and hope you don't see me.
I'm just going to like duck into an alley every time you turn around. Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically what she does all day. And she sees him meeting up with all these different people. They don't really seem friendly with each other too.
Yeah.
And they're all carrying things.
It's just
carrying
it's
bundles
odd.
It's and
odd.
It's really weird. Now, I was going to say, oh, I know everybody that Greg knows. No, I do not. I know maybe 5% of the people he knows.
Yeah, I don't know everybody that Mike knows. He definitely doesn't know everybody that I know.
Yeah. Because there was like a time, like when Greg and I first got together, all of our friends were mutual friends.
Yeah.
If one of my coworkers was having a party, mm-hmm. Greg would come, all my other coworkers, so he kind of knew everyone.
Yeah.
Where now, like, he hangs out with coworkers that I don't know, talks to people. Like, one guy that he talks to, like, almost daily, I think I've said hello to him in passing one time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah, I hang out with a lot of people. Mike, like, knows people from work and stuff. Like, it's just...
But if you followed Mike around for an entire day and he talked to, like, 50 different people...
That would be weird.
And you didn't recognize a single one of them?
That would be strange.
That's weird, yeah. Now, they go to a party that evening... And Liz overhears someone crying, a woman crying, that her husband is different. Now, Doctor, I just wrote Leonard Nimoy.
Spock.
Yeah. Spock convinces her to just talk to her husband. Says it's going around. It's been really common. And then, of course, as like smarty pants, is just like, oh, it's because of our environment and it's because
of the sanctity of marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And
fuck
this yourself. Is going on and that's going on. And that's why people are feeling so disconnected from their spouses. And it's like, no, I don't feel disconnected from my spouse. He's literally a different fucking person.
He is not my spouse.
Yes. He didn't remember my name today. He got up and didn't make coffee first thing in the morning.
He's dressed totally different.
Who is that? What's
his
happening?
His hair is brushed.
Yeah.
Shit is wild. He flossed.
Honestly, I think Greg's tell would be if he didn't make coffee in the morning. That would be like a what's going on.
Mike would be if he didn't drink an energy drink in the morning.
Really?
Or like some type of fluid in the morning.
Well, I mean, if you're an alien, you'd still get up and like drink water.
Would you? He would never drink water.
Oh, that's funny. How you would know, is if he was drinking water.
I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Because Greg gets up in the morning, he lets the dogs out, he goes to make his coffee, and then goes to the bathroom, and then goes and lets the dogs in, and then his coffee's done. That's his, like,
wow,
4 minutes.
That is a routine.
Of routine. If anything in there was out of order.
Something's fucked up.
I would know.
I'm a chaos gremlin. I could wake up.
Me too.
I could wake up, make coffee. I could have an energy drink. I could switch laundry. I could like sleep in.
I have zero routine in the morning other than getting up and I'll go to the bathroom and brush my teeth.
Yes. Yeah.
But after that, who knows? Am I going to have scrambled eggs for breakfast? Am I not going to eat? Am I going to make oatmeal? Am I going to take a shower? Am I going to throw some clothes on? There's like no...
Some nights I set my clothes out. Other nights I don't. Again, chaos gremlin. I am pure chaos.
So I guess, Greg, well, you might be able to tell at night if I was a different person, because I would say 4 nights out of the week, I'll make either popcorn or some kind of snack.
Some kind of salty TV snack.
Salty. Definitely salty snack. So if I didn't. If I came downstairs and I said, oh, I'm just going to have like a glass of ice water and an apple.
Shut the fuck up.
He'd be like, get out.
Get out.
Or if I didn't demand that he rubs my feet at night.
Okay.
Then he would know, like,
that's a tell.
You don't want a foot rub tonight. Because we're weird and we rub each other's feet while we watch TV.
Whatever. You do what you got to do.
It's so good, though. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine a life without getting a foot rub.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Garbage.
Okay. So it's going around that this is happening. Now, Jack, who was also at the party, he goes to visit his wife. I think wife.
Wife, yeah.
And she works at a mud bath.
He does not like Dr. Kibner. He thinks he's full of shit.
He's totally different level. He goes to visit his wife, who manages...
like a spa.
A spa. Now, with mud baths, I've never been to one.
Right.
I've seen them on TV. Do they, like, change out that mud?
I would fucking hope so.
How? Do they shovel it out of there? Do they run it down the drain?
I don't know.
I was just curious.
They should, if naked bodies are in there.
Yeah. It's on one of the guys on Suits. Always goes to, like, take mud baths at the spa.
I wonder how that is. I would do it.
I would do it, too.
I would do it. Yeah.
But, I mean, how is it different than, like, soaking in, like, a hot tub?
True.
With, like, Epsom salts or whatever.
I might do that tonight. My legs are tendy.
I imagine you've been running like crazy lately.
Chicken tendies.
At the mud bath. I think he's waiting for her to like lock up because there's a couple people left.
Yeah.
He takes the steam. He's upset over the party, kind of like goes on to her about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, in the meantime, Matt is walking Liz home and walks her into her house because she's worried. Now he walks her in. They kind of like flirt a little bit.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend
more than just coworkers
is hiding.
Yeah.
Now he's hiding, kind of like eavesdropping on them. I think he assumed that she would walk in on her own and he would like surprise her.
Yeah.
Now in the mud room or in the spa, Jack and what's her name? Nancy?
Nancy. Mm-hmm.
They find a body on one of the massage tables. Like he was there getting like treatment, but there's also like another one.
There's
a duplicate.
There's a duplicate.
But they don't, I don't think they know. It's just like a body with kind of like unformed features.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oh, wait, it's a is it a duplicate of him?
It's a duplicate of Jack.
Yes, okay. Yeah. But they don't recognize that at first.
How did they get him? Because they have to get some of the DNA, right?
I think the body starts growing, and then when they fall asleep, that's when they get taken. That's when the other body wakes up, and the real body dies.
God, I hate everything. This is the worst. Because I really like sleeping.
Well,
so it would just be awful.
They call Matt and Liz to like check out the body.
Yeah.
Now they say like don't fall asleep. Jack kind of dozes off and his replica body opens his eyes. Then I just wrote Nimoy again. The doctor shows up. Spock shows up. So they're kind of like calling in everybody. Like, okay, what the fuck? Like you said that you're just like not spending enough time together as a couple, but no, literally, here's a different body.
Here's a different body.
Mm-hmm. Now, Matt, at this point, he breaks into Liz's house because she didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He finds Liz asleep in bed.
Hinky shenanigans. He finds Liz in the garden first.
But then he finds the garden Liz, which they live in an apartment. And it's kind of
a house. Oh, it's like San Francisco housing.
Yeah, so like this is supposed to be DC, but it's actually filmed in San Francisco.
One of the houses looks like the Full House.
Yeah.
Like right next door. So
they have like an atrium. Plant room.
I would love that.
Now he sees one Liz like naked sleeping in the atrium.
No nipples though. They haven't formed yet.
And her face, she was just kind of like weird. When they're forming, they're covered with kind of like a white spider web.
It's like The Last of Us. Or like that X-Files episode with the worms.
Yes.
The lightning bugs.
Yep.
Ah,
kind of like so cocooned scary. Weird. Well, of course.
And then the human one kind of dries out.
Yes. And the human one starts to get like slimy, but then also crispy.
Ew.
Yeah. So he carries her out of there and then meets up with everyone at the spa. They're all trying to explain it to the police. The police are just like, what the fuck? Lay off the drugs.
What bothers me is that they continuously call the police. And I'm like, dude, the police ain't going to do shit for you.
I know.
Why are you trying to do this? Because they call them like two other times, like late in the game. And I'm like, man, the police are the bad guys.
Yes. Stop doing that.
Just leave.
They're trying to explain it all to the therapist. And of course, he doesn't believe them, doesn't believe what's going on. It's kind of like, oh, it's a prank, whatever. They come to the conclusion that it's the flowers spreading this.
Yeah.
Now, this is when Matt, he calls various numbers from work. He's at the health department.
Yeah.
He's calling police. He's calling other agencies. He's just trying to get a hold of somebody to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
One of them tells him, just wait by the phone, sir, and we'll send someone to you. No.
Hinky shit is afoot.
Exactly.
Something is rotten in Denmark. One of my coworkers, when I worked at Aldi, anytime there was like suspicious happenings,
we've talked about it on the podcast, because I'm like, is that the phrasing?
Something smells rotten in Denmark or something like that.
No, I think that's right.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like Agatha Christie or?
I don't know.
I think so.
No idea. Liz takes one of the flowers to the lab to test it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, her boss, who is also acting suspicious, takes over.
He's like, no, I got this. Mm-hmm. Mansplaining 101.
Yeah, like, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And she's like, no, I want to actively be involved with testing this because blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nope, I got it. Matt, once again, phone calls, getting the runaround. Like, nobody's answering. Now, I guess this has only been like 2 days.
Yeah.
He goes to the dry cleaner again to pick up his laundry. And he sees that they're back to normal. Oh, my wife is fine. The woman who was hysterical at the party about her husband, she's okay too.
Everybody is just fine.
Mm-hmm. So the four of them decide to kind of like hide out together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot to mention too, Jeffrey, like Liz's boyfriend, didn't really give a fuck when they're like, we're taking her. And the police are like, yeah, she's leaving. And he's just kind of like, okay.
Cool. They're all like, all of the pod people are emotionless.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of made me want to read The Host again.
Is that?
That's Stephenie Meyer.
Yeah.
It's way, I'm saying this right now, it's 1,000 times better than Twilight.
How dare you?
The main character is actually like somebody that can walk without falling over. And like.
I know. I have a soft spot in my heart for Twilight, and I always will.
I know you do.
Glittery vampires.
It's not so much the vampires, it's the leading lady. I like a strong leading lady.
Brown, basic bitch. Brown.
Yeah, haired. And she's like, oh, I'm like not pretty at all, yet every guy wants to date her.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
And she like can't walk upstairs without falling down.
Oh, God, I'm so clumsy. Pick me up.
Yeah, pick me up. I think that's why I like I'm on the Throne of Glass now.
Yeah.
The leading lady in Throne of Glass is a bad bitch.
I love badass bitches.
Like, and she's super cocky, too. So she'll be, like, walking down the street, and, like, 3, 5, 10 guys will come out to, like, rob her. And she's just like, are you kidding me? And she, like, pulls out her daggers and, like, kills them all before they even know what's happening to them.
My God. That's why I like lifting. That is why I like lifting. Just so I can be the bad bitch boss leading lady of my life.
Yeah.
And I can look fucking dope.
And that's why.
Because I like looking strong and I like feeling strong.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Shoulders are popping.
I'm not strong. But you know what? It's okay. Someday I'll get there.
Someday. Mm-hmm. We can do it when we're backpacking in Washington.
Yeah. Now I have a reason why I need to get in shape.
Backpacking time. Trip time.
So are we like backpacking the whole time or are we doing like day trips?
We'll do like day trips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Day trips overnight? Do I need to pack a tent?
That would be cool, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to think on this. Iceland first.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be so fun.
Well, I might be going to Iceland in 2026.
Why? Oh, for the eclipse.
Eclipse. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That's in August, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you that Anne said, oh, yeah, Scott and I, we're going to rent a giant Airbnb and you and Greg need to start saving your money so you can come too.
Cool.
And I'm like, all right.
Done.
Done. And I told Greg, I've told Greg a couple times, like, we're doing it. Heck yeah, we are. All right.
Cool.
Okay. So the four of them hiding out together.
Why didn't they just try to leave the city?
I don't know.
And once they leave.
Because it's been like 2 days. Maybe they didn't think it would escalate this quickly.
Yeah.
Now. Well,
that escalated quickly.
Matt is in a lawn chair, kind of like out looking at the city. I was thinking like, oh, this has to be like a $1 billion house nowadays.
Yeah.
Where you can like sit on your grassy backyard and see the city skyline. Mm-hmm. Anyway, vines slowly creep in and grab him.
It's like fungi.
It is kind of veiny like that. Mm-hmm. The vines grab him. It ends up being like a giant flower.
It's like The Last of Us.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, in the house, there's like a plant that's birthing the three of the people in the house.
Because people are dozing off.
Because they're falling asleep.
I still don't understand that.
It's sucking up your energy when you fall asleep. It's like invading your brain and taking your life force.
Like, how far away do you have to be from a plant?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I imagine you could be like outside of their range somehow.
Yeah.
So then what do? Move to the desert?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Become a sand person?
The spice. Put your hand in the box, Paul Atreides.
What are the sand people called in that?
Fremen.
The Fremen. Yeah, you join the Fremen. You never see another green leaf plant as long as you live.
Form a suit that...
You have like, a still suit.
Yeah.
You ride worms around the desert.
Yep.
You drink weird blue water that makes you crazy. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm on to that series. I have four more books to go and then I'm starting Dune.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, that'll give you plenty of time to read ACOTAR.
One of my friends just started Messiah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
I know.
All right. Well, then everyone wakes up in the house. They report the bodies to the police.
Nancy wakes up Matt, like, right away. She's like, Matthew!
Yes. Mm-hmm. The cops barricade the street.
What?
Yeah.
The cops are in on it.
Now, they run for it. However, Matt is going to smash the like replicas, but he can't smash the replicas of his friends, which is, I understand.
I understand.
He does smash in the face of his own replica, which is pretty gory and gross.
It is, yeah.
Because he does like pop his head right open. Mm-hmm. Everywhere they run, someone points and screams at them.
Yes. And I think it started when he killed his replica.
Yes.
That now they know.
Now, maybe that's it. Like, something is out in the vines, spreading through, like, the plants.
Yeah. The Last of Danger. Us, I'm sure, took some liberties from this because...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just start watching that? Because I feel like you've mentioned that a couple times now.
No, but it was going through my cerebellum when I was watching this.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Mine was definitely The Host.
Yeah.
Now, everywhere they run, someone points and screams at them.
And it's like a shriek.
It's a shriek. Yeah. Now, they're being chased. They get to like a 6-foot-tall fence and they can't climb over it. It's like a chain link fence.
Yeah.
But they're cornered. So then Jack runs as a distraction.
Oh, Jackie boy.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy follows.
Now...
How do you determine who runs?
Liz and Matt get into a cab. Mm-hmm. The cab driver radios and says...
You wouldn't be able to trust anybody.
We have type H.
So human.
Yeah.
The fuck. I love it.
Now they go through like a police barricade. They jump out at the barricade. They run for it. Now... While all this is going on, they pass by a homeless man who has a dog that is regularly in the area, like, playing guitar. Yeah. His name's Harry.
It's a banjo.
Okay, banjo. He's playing an instrument, And they say hello to him when they pass him. Yeah. You know, he seems like an all right guy. Mm-hmm. Now, they see Harry and his dog, and they're asleep next to a big pod.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be good.
They're on the run. Liz is exhausted. They have some random pills that she says are uppers. She reads the bottle. It says take one, take five. Okay, that sounds like a solid plan.
I'm going to have a heart attack instead.
Mm-hmm. Now, they kind of get cornered. The people say, you'll be born again into an untroubled world.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Untroubled for who? The alien species? Or
do you keep any consciousness, though, I wonder? Or you're just replacement body?
I think you're just a replacement body.
Because in The Host, some people kept some of their consciousness.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's a little plot of The Host. Didn't you read that?
No. Oh my God, your eyes are huge.
It's so much better than Twilight.
Yeah.
I think her name's Melanie. Melody is the leading lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like on the run from pod people, essentially.
Ooh.
And she's like fit and tan. She's got a boyfriend that's too old for her. That's a whole long story.
I mean, live your life. Who am I to judge? As long as it's consensual.
But
and
she's
old.
Hiding out from the pod people.
Okay.
And she's like in a community with other human survivors that all live underground. It's pretty cool. Anyway. Now, they end up getting drugged. They get caught by the therapist. He shoots them up with whatever, a tranquilizer. They still manage to put up a solid fight. And they are trying to find Nancy.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to find anybody. They find Nancy and find out that she's been faking it. She's been just shuffling along with everyone, just blending in.
Shaun of the Dead.
Solid, yeah.
Like a drunk.
Just lost a bit. They also see the homeless man with the dog, but it is a dog with a human head.
So this shit is wild. Okay. Let me take over here for a hot second.
Okay.
So they are in the building, in the building, and Nancy and Matt are like looking out the windows, mm-hmm. and there's this huge building that people are like taking pods out of. Like,
yes.
They're standing in line.
Like a big warehouse building.
Yeah. And it's wild. And then when they're going down the steps, they run into Nancy. Nancy says, faking it, blah, blah, blah. So they go and stand in line. And they've, so far, so good. They've managed
just blended
to elude the pod people. Then all of a sudden, you see this fucking dog man, man dog. It blew my mind because I forgot this.
You somehow weren't expecting it? Also, think about, okay, if that happened if pods came up under my bed, I would be like part human, part three different cats, part two different dogs. And if you were with like your significant other, would you become half of them?
I don't know. Like, I don't understand.
Why did the dog and person blend?
I don't know. But it is a four-legged dog with a human face. If I were high watching this movie.
It was super creepy.
Running through the forest. And so that's when Nancy and Elizabeth like freak the fuck out and both scream.
Yeah.
And then all the pod people are like, who the fuck's this bitch?
Yeah. So then they scatter, okay?
Scatter.
Matt and Liz are hiding in the back of like a truck, like a semi truck. Yeah. And a guy comes with a forklift to like dump pallets of pods into the truck. Now, have you ever looked, where are they hiding from the guy dropping the pods off into the truck?
You know, I don't understand.
If you look into a empty semi truck, trailer. It's, I mean, there's not one place to hide.
They rolled a nat 20 on stealth. They had to have.
They were just in the dark shadowed corner.
They were one with the knights.
Yeah. They perfectly blended in with the shadows.
Speaking
of the
of
side.
Which, a few nights ago, or like a couple weeks ago when we were playing D&D, I rolled 3 nat 20s in a row.
Shut up.
It was a momentous occasion.
So you're just killing it.
Yeah,
kind escaping.
Of. I was
fighting, killing, eluding.
I was killing orcs.
Okay.
It was pretty great. Anyway.
That's all right.
It was amazing.
Now, they somehow escape from there. They somehow, magically, they hear music and they think, okay, someone's playing music. They go towards it thinking that maybe they're being saved. They're being lured away. No.
But the music is so loud, everybody would be going to it.
I know. I know. They see a ship, like a giant ocean liner freighter thing being loaded with
How
pods.
Are they growing all these pods in 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
I have questions. Whatever, it's movie magic.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's space technology.
Space technology.
Now, unfortunately, at this point, Matt finds Liz sleeping.
Yeah. Well, she twisted... Because
she twisted her ankle, and he's like out, whatever, and they had to slow down. So then when he went back to her, she was sleeping. He picks her up in his arms, and she turns into a big pile of dust. Yeah. Shrivels and dies. When she reappears, though, naked.
Boobs.
Boobs.
Fully formed boobs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she is...
I wrote down boobies.
Wandering amongst the pod people in this warehouse. Boy. Naked. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But, I mean, it's other pod people. She tries to lure Matt.
Uh-huh. She tries.
Doesn't work.
No.
Nope. He... runs back into the warehouse, which slash greenhouse, where they're growing these pods.
One of us.
He sabotages it.
Saboteur.
Mm-hmm. Trashes the place.
Like, full on burns it down.
Burns it down.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it explode somehow.
Good for him.
Imagine if it's plants, so there's a lot of fertilizer in there. Fertilizer slash electricity going on.
I wrote down, wow, President Snow certainly took a turn.
Maybe that's how he became.
Maybe that's
Snow.
How he became
the
Snow.
Trauma of all this going on.
Sacrifice your children.
He manages to escape, and he just goes back to work.
Why would you do this?
To blend in, I guess, so that they're not looking for him. Instead of like escaping into the forest and becoming like a mountain man.
Yeah.
He goes back to his job.
Well. He's a 9-to-5-er, that's for sure.
Now, you think he's just there to blend in, faking it. However, he is walking down the street. Nancy sees him. Nancy's been faking. She just decided, I'm faking it, I'm blending in. No one will know. She sees him and calls him out.
I was like, Matthew! Oh my
Matthew!
God!
Oh my God,
Matthew!
You're alive! You think that he's going to be like, oh, thank God somebody made it.
Surprise, surprise.
Nope. He points at her and does the scary scream.
Ah, the end.
The end.
It is one. It's like the top 10 most twist endings in a horror movie or something.
I believe it.
Like it's one of like the big ones.
Because when it happened, well, the first time I saw it, I was young. I did not think that was going to happen.
Surprise, surprise.
Whatsoever. Terrifying. Terrified me. I couldn't sleep. I hated the idea of fucking pod people.
Really?
Watching it now was fine.
I was fine.
But when I saw it the first time, it was like scary for a long time for me.
I can't remember the first time I saw this. I was younger, but it didn't like terrify me.
Terrified me. Hated it.
Ugh. Well, I think it's because like mom and dad talked about it all the time.
Yes.
Like pod people. And dad would like fuck around with us.
Yes. So,
trauma. Childhood trauma.
Gore. Zero.
Zero.
Scary. One.
I would think, yeah, solid.
Maybe two, depending on if it's your jam, but.
If alien species taking over the planet via pod people is top five horrors in this world. Then
if alien invasion, yeah, you're in for it with this one.
Yeah, but I like it. Mm-hmm. I would recommend it. I'm curious about the 1956 one.
Yes.
I heard it's good. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I don't think I've seen it.
I know for sure that I've seen this one prior, but we should.
Maybe put it on the list to do the old one?
Yeah, at some point.
Fair enough.
Anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. And we also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. If iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.